Hi, this is Crystal Benford, founder of Zeely Creative, and today I want to talk to you about branding before logo, three key steps to build your brand. So what do you think a brand is? Is it an image like your logo? And does that logo bring you clientele and set the tone for your business? No. Now, I know, I thought the same thing you did, and most people do, so you're not alone. But now I'm going to give you three key steps you should know as we dive into the world of entrepreneurship. So what's most important? We've reached the crossroads of all questions. Did the chicken come before the egg or vice versa? So what comes first, the logo or the brand? You may be thinking they're the same, but they are totally different. Branding starts way before the logo process. So let's find out the keys to unlocking these questions. Key one, know who you are. I'm sure you have something special to offer the world, but the world needs to understand who you are. Keep in mind that you should be clear in telling or showing people who you are and how you can help them. Steer clear of an unclear message. Be precise and consistent in your description about you. That way, no one is confused in the long run and you don't come off like a flake. Key two, be a problem solver. I know you feel you can solve all problems, but truth is every problem is not for you to solve. That's the truth. You have a set of skills that only you can deliver in the way that you deliver it. So what is it? Think long and hard about this one because you will need to stick with this and incorporate it in everything you do as you build your brand. Now think of a client that struggles with a particular problem. Now, how will you solve that problem with your product or services? How will you be their Superman or woman? Narrow down the type of people you can help. That way, people will understand who you are. That will be the person that needs your product or your service the most. Write down who they are, even down to their personality, income, problems, everything. Focus on their needs and how you can help be an asset to them. Final key, key three. You are the brand. You are the brand. If you haven't heard of Julia Juju Hook, she is a brand expert with a wealth of experience in branding. And one important question she asks you to do is to describe who your brand would be if it were a person. That's an awesome question, right? I think it is. So, is your brand Beyonce or Anderson Cooper? Is it energetic and wild or conservative and politically driven? Okay, you don't want to create something that looks nothing like you or does not hold your values or principles as a person. So let the brand be an active part of you, the best part of you. Although these are just a few key steps of many, this is a great place to start. Know who you are and build your business from that, and everything else will follow in place. I hope this helped you. I would love to hear your comments. Let me know what steps you're going to take to building a phenomenal brand. Until next time, this is your girl, Crystal.